Like when I look at the Oakland Raiders offense, I mean, with Terrell Pryor quarterback, you're capable, and we may see anything in the backfield. We may see wing T, pistol. We're going to see every formation right now that we see in college football.
Yeah, I mean, this is clearly an offense that wants to rely upon the run, whether it's Pryor at the quarterback position or the former number four overall pick in Darren McFadden, who we're going to take a look at here.
Well, this is just read option right here. Out of a two-back set, Marcel Reese is the fullback on the other side of Pryor, but right now, really, this man had the pitch right here, so they're a man short in the box, and McFadden got it, and, you know, the C's opened up, and one thing that we know about Darren McFadden, he's got great straight-ahead speed. I mean, they're going to read that man out there, and so that's what Pryor is reading right now. All these guys looking for him to keep the ball, so it opens things up in the middle. So, really, the Eagles' defense, you better have your assignment football down this week.
And that's real key right there, Baldy. Assignment football, pre-snap read. The linebackers are going to have to do a great job of keying in on the fullback. The difference they do with their read option is they put the fullback in the backfield as well. So the play fakes are a little harder to dissect at times, and Oakland likes to use a lot of deception with their play action. So it's going to be key for our linebackers to stay focused here.
With this right here, there's a lot of misdirection here, Ike. I mean, you would think that you're going to follow the fullback here when this is a windback the other way. So your eyes have to be in the right spot right now. Sometimes you read your keys, it's going to take you away from the football. And really, that time, you know, McFadden makes a cutback, pretty good run on his own right there, a little bit like Shady McCoy coming back the outside.
Yeah, and that's a play there where I'm looking at our front seven, mm-hmm. and we're going to have to be gap sound for plays such as that. McFadden does have a little bit of the ability to cut back. Not as good as Shady, mm-hmm. but he does have the ability to go back door on
it. Let's take a look at this play right now because the Steelers certainly were fooled on this one. Again, you know, keep your eye here on Marcel Reese because he's a very good receiver, but he also can give you a different key right now. So you got two backs in the backfield. Here he is coming on the backside right here, going to get himself, you know, a nice lead block, getting to the corner, and the Steelers had a hard time stopping this running attack of the Oakland Raiders last week.
And don't underestimate that lead blocker. I mean, look at the size of Marcel Reese. You're talking about a guy that's 6'5", 260-plus pounds, and is a very good athlete blocking for Darren McFadden.
Now, this is what McFadden did at Arkansas back in college 6 years ago. I mean, he was in a Wildcat a lot. He also could throw it now, Ike. I've seen him throw it when he was at Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
But right here, I mean, the Steelers right now, they're all loaded up to stop the Wildcat. But this is a guy that he's calling the signals right now. He's got his foot up. Now he's just getting on, see a little fake pass right here, freezes Woodley on the outside right now with it, but he gets him to honor that fake, and now he cuts it back inside, and it's another way to get another run to keep him on schedule and put the ball in McFadden's hands.
Yeah, you know, Oakland, they just don't have the ability, the talent level to line up and just beat people, mm-hmm. so they're going to have to use some deception, the read option. They're going to try to get the ball in their best playmaker's hands, mm-hmm. and that's typically Darren McFadden or Terrell Pryor. The Eagles are going to have to be gap sound disciplined this week and tackle when they get a chance to wrap Darren McFadden up.